The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Scott.
My experience with this step before was before I got sober was nothing, because I never felt the Spirit and I never knew that like I could even get personal revelation, and I didn't think that the atonement applied to me anyway, and I thought it applied to everybody else, but I figured that I'd done too much, and so didn't even ever occur to me, you know, that I could ever pray and get help with anything. And I remember when I first got locked up and I was sitting in the Utah County Jail waiting for my sentence to go to the prison. And the thing that was the hardest at that point was previously, before I was incarcerated, was I had sole custody of my two children, who were 9 and 7, you know. I wouldn't say that I necessarily deserved to have custody of them, but their mother was even in a different, you know, we were both in kind of a bad lifestyle at the time. And so, you know, they just, I guess, ended up with them, even though I didn't deserve that. But while I was in the jail, I sobered up over the course of 4 months, and I was able to start thinking more clearly and thinking about, you know, where my choices had led me, and just felt awful about, you know, my kids were in this, literally in limbo right then. You know, my parents were trying to fight for custody of them, but my ex-wife was as well. And my ex-wife won. And I remember that day I found out, I just felt so horrible. And I had prayed and I was fasting and I was just like, Lord, you know, what happened? And that was the first time I've ever, you know, heard the Spirit whisper to me, because it was as plain as if we're sitting here in the room. The Spirit said, your kids are going to be okay. They're going away and they're going to be okay. When you get out, they'll be back. And I remember thinking, they'll be back? What does that mean? And I pondered it for basically almost the whole 6 years I was in there. And for some reason, I just kept thinking, well, the Lord said they'll be back. I don't know how, because they live out of state now and they're like established in a school. And like, I couldn't imagine in my mind how they could be back. But when I got out, a month after I got out, my mom called me and said, "You're not going to believe this, but your kids are moving back." And I was like, it didn't really shock me like it was shocking my whole family. I was like, there it goes. You know, the Lord answers those promises or promises he keeps. And I just felt they actually only moved here for 2 months and then they moved again. But I know that that was the answer. He's like trying to comfort me through those 6 years. And it was a comforting feeling. And even though they left again, I knew that, you know, that was a testimony to me of personal revelation. And I know that, you know, I need to keep that spirit with me, you know, and so that I can actually listen to the spirit. And before, like I said, you know, before I didn't have that. And now I do. And it's only because of this program and the 8 years that I've gotten, you know, of sobriety that I can actually hear that and feel that. And I'm grateful for that. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.